This is Bird Note. Morning dew sparkles on the leaves of an eastern hardwood forest. It's May, and the chorus of spring birdsong is nearing its peak. The rich notes of a Carolina wren carry through the understory. A year-round resident, it's been singing since the end of winter. A chestnut-sided warbler joins in. It has returned from winter in Costa Rica to the same patch of woods in which it nested last year. Now, we hear a scarlet tanager. This striking long-distance migrant completed its journey from Bolivia in early May. There are the resounding notes of an ovenbird, letting us know it has returned safely from Belize after a long flight across the Gulf of Mexico. And the whistled notes of an eastern wood peewee are unmistakable. How different these woods must look to the peewee after a winter in the lowland forest of Peru. By late May, the last of the migrants has arrived from the tropics. All have journeyed across the continents, bringing us the gift of their songs. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
You're invited to a special Black Birders Week event. Join Bird Note, Black AF and STEM, and an esteemed panel of biologists and naturalists for an important conversation about the impacts of heat island effect on both birds and people in urban environments, and ways we can all bird safely in the summer. Join us on Tuesday, May 28th. RSVP for free now at birdnote.org.